This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. New Mexico has a nursing problem. In recent years, some hospitals have had to close beds because there weren't enough nurses to staff them. And as more people enroll in health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act, the need for nurses is growing even faster. For New Mexico's newest nursing school graduates, this song marks the end of years of hard work and the beginning of a career that's in high demand.
I am full of emotion right now. I'm able to graduate with my bachelor's degree with no debt. I was able to pay everything.
I'm a mother of three beautiful girls. For me personally and my family, I'm the first to go to college. So it's very surreal right now.
I'm actually one of the first to graduate from college as well.
Andrea Martinez, Stephanie Chavez, and Colleen Witzel are some of the first New Mexico students to earn their bachelor's degree in nursing through a community college instead of at a four-year university. It's part of a collaboration between the University of New Mexico and community colleges across the state to make the degree available to more people from more diverse backgrounds, people who might otherwise go for a shorter but less comprehensive associate's degree in nursing. There's a lot of demand for new nurses here. Statewide, we have almost 3,000 fewer nurses than we need. But solving the shortage isn't as simple as filling vacant nursing jobs with just anybody.
It's really important for any kind of medical professional to have people who are familiar with the population that they're serving and are able to empathize with them.
Lauren Reichelt is director of Rio Arriba County's Health and Human Services Department.
And especially among the elderly, there are people who prefer different kinds of traditional treatments. And so our nurses know what those are, and it makes it easier for them to communicate to people in a manner that's meaningful to them.
That's one reason the new community college nursing graduates are so important, says Diane Evans Pryor of the Central New Mexico Community College Nursing Program. She says if nursing degrees are available at schools and towns where aspiring nurses live, those nurses are less likely to leave home when they start work.
We want them to stay, you know, in Farmington, in Hobbs. We want them to stay in Grants and Gallup. We want them to be in those home communities whereas sometimes when they go to one of the bigger schools, then they head off out of state.
And Evans Pryor says getting a bachelor's degree in nursing makes it possible for nurses to continue on to higher degrees in the medical field, something that isn't always possible with a two-year associate degree.
And so ultimately, if we have these folks starting out as bachelor's degree nurses, then their chances of going on for that master's degree, nurse practitioner, healthcare policy, nursing education, then we're filling a niche that is incredibly underserved.
Community colleges in Farmington, Santa Fe, Hobbs, and Rio Rancho will be filling that niche by turning out Bachelor of Nursing graduates in the coming years. And for this year's graduates, like Stephanie Chavez, the prospects look good.
After I graduate, I've just been getting text messages right now for a job, so Hopefully, next week I'm going to go in and start talking to some people.
Because as long as there's a nursing shortage, there won't be a shortage of job opportunities for new nursing graduates. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.